What did you do already? So you're 16 years old and you have no regrets. And again, I'm not making fun. Chas v'shalom. I'm not. Now, when you get to be my age, Mir Tishem, and then you could wear a T-shirt. Imagine Rabbi Lazarus walking around with a T-shirt. I'd say no regrets. That would be very, very impressive. Yeah. Okay. I agree. We have to get Rabbi Lazarus a T-shirt that says no regrets, right? Sleeveless. Yeah. So what's my pshat? What am I saying? When you're younger, the plague of the Yetzirah, the Haser Satan. We'll get to Rabbi Gerwitz in a second. The Haser Satan Milfaneinu Umeacharenu. Where does the Satan get you? The Satan gets you either in your past or your future. In the present moment, he'll never be able to get you. You know why? Because what I'm doing right now is holy. What I'm doing right now is chasher. What I'm doing right now is the most holiest thing. Right, what's that song? We said that. I was machaven where someone asked me in shir, when's the holiest time of the year? So I said something like, you know, Yom Kippur, I don't know, when's the holiest moment? And I right away said Yom Kippur, something like that. And I said, no, I take that back. I say, right now. And I said, I saw Baruch Shem, I was machaven to the song. Right? But it's true, it's not the song. I'm making a little bit of a joke. What's the pshat? It's true. The holiest moment that we all have is the moment that is right in front of each and every one of us. And the Yetzer Hara wants to steal one thing from everybody. It's already June 1st. The Zman's already over. Think about it. The Zman just began. I didn't get there. What's my winter Zman going to be like? I'm here the second year, right? You look at a guy, you could put, talk about what the Beis HaMikdash is going to have. You have someone like Mayor Ginsburg. To get a bracha from Rabbi Breidowitz, who is from the tzaddikim of our generation, Rabbi Breidowitz. And Rabbi Breidowitz, and anyone who's there can testify. Mayor was here. Rabbi Breidowitz said, I want to get a bracha from Mayor. That's what he said. Now, was I surprised? I wasn't surprised. Why was I not surprised? Because when you see Yechiel, when you see Hananya, when you see Mayor, when you see Chevra, so what do they say? Then comes in Shalom Weisberg, a rabbi. You guys don't know. Rabbi. Is that what they call you in Yeshiva? They call you Rabbi Weisberg?
Red feels more.
Oh my gosh.
You went the middle of your
Harav.
What? Harav. Harav. First of all, mazel tov to Yidol. So I'll tell you what happens. Shalom, you know a memory I have now? When this was a tent. Kubi was actually right here. The tent. You remember the tent? There was a tent here, yeah. Hi. See, for me, what it does is, I'll tell you what it does. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no past, there's no present, there's no future. There's no past, there's no present, there's future. It's all the same. I'm looking at... For me, just to say the shout out to the name, I can't scream it enough. To say that the Mokom Asher Ato Oimed is Admas Kodesh, the place that you stand on right now. Right now, I had the most. I spoke to two of the Chevra today. Donnie Aryeh today. Donnie is like... So now a person thinks, he says, okay, what was? and this. Mamash, the biggest thing that the Yetzer Hara wants to steal from all of us. And it goes no matter what. Now again, I don't know, age-wise, I know for myself it's the same exact thing. It's the same, Mamash, the same exact thing. It's not age discriminate. It doesn't discriminate. It's not age discriminatory. Is that how you say it? It's not, right, I switched it. It's not age discriminatory. I like it better saying it the other way. It doesn't discriminate. What does that mean? It means, oh, when I'm younger, maybe when you're 8 years old, that could be, there's no like time like that. It could be when you're 5 years old. You're sort of like, you know, just in the moment, mamish in the moment. But by the time you hit a certain age, then everything starts becoming a question because the Yetzer Hara starts attacking you. And if I told everybody here, including myself, that the makom that you are in right this moment is Atmas Kodesh, is the holiest of the holiest. What you are dealing with right now in your life, what you are struggling with in your life right now is perfect. Not that you got it down perfect, but that it's perfect. Let me ask you guys a question. Ellie, I don't know if you guys know. Sorry, Ellie. What do they call you in Yeshiva, Ellie? For real. Ellie, come here for a second. Ellie, come on. Ellie is from one of the founders of this Yeshiva. This is off the cuff. I almost have no idea. We did not rehearse. I didn't know he was. Should I tell you when I saw him? He's going to play ball. I said, "This is what I said." I said, "Bittel Tayrba." I don't know. I said, "A guy like him." Atmos Kodesh. I want to tell you. I want to ask you a question, then I'll give you the mic for a few minutes over here. No, I want to ask you a question. Do you have, try and be as open as you can, do you have visions or worries about things, or you have no worries? Could you transport yourself back to when you were here, literally here, and now where you are? Could tell me how you would contrast the two. How would you contrast when you were here, where you were headed, what you were looking for, and where you are now, where you're headed, what you're looking for? And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to tell someone privately what I think, and then we'll let him go. We'll see if we're in. Go. In a good way.
The honest truth?
Yes.
There's only one truth.
I forgot where I am. No.
Huh?
What I got here is what keeps me going for that.
How?
The feeling that Break a river, Mars. And the only thing you can take care of is right now. It's the only way to move forward. That's what I got here. And that's what keeps me open. Just not being stuck. I remember it was after Yom Kippur.
Oh, yeah, the prince.
Rebbe said we were here. Was it here?
No.
I don't even remember. It wasn't here. It was upstairs. You came over to me after Yom Kippur. You said, "It's hard being the Bentire. It's hard." I don't know exactly what Rebbe meant, but for me, what I understood that is, in the beginning you worry about not messing up, not hurting anyone's feelings. And then it turns into connecting to Hashem connecting to your parents, your siblings, davening, learning. But whenever you don't do it right, you beat yourself up for not doing it right. So you show up to chakras, but you show up 2 minutes late, 5 minutes late, 15 minutes late, you're not enough. You gotta come on the first rapa, not the second rapa, the third rapa. You know, it's constant. Just be okay. Like, okay, you're here, you're right now. But the amount of anxiety, I haven't had this much anxiety standing up in a place in a while. Wow. Say the one thing Rebbe did teach me. You gifted me something massive. You gave me you introduced me to somebody. Rebbe changed my life. He introduced me to somebody. We were sitting together up the upstairs basement in the corner. Whatever the conversation was, doesn't really matter. You turned to me and you said, everything you're talking about, you have the keys right there. Why are you asking me? Trust yourself. I trust you. Why can't you trust yourself?
Wow. So I'm assuming I introduce you to yourself. That's what you were going to say. Yes. I'll tell you why I'll tell you what I love what you're saying, Ellie. For real, is that I think that's the point. The point is that you're yourself now. Also, whatever age you are, whatever you're going through right now, is meeting yourself. Because what we do is we say, oh, I want to meet myself. I want to be close with myself when ... Then I'm going to accept myself. Then I'm going to be happy. Then I'm going to whatever it might be. Then I'm going to have the life that I want to live. But the best time to start living the life that you want to live is now, because you're living the life, you're able to live the life that you want to live right now. And if you can't live it fully right now for whatever reason, great, that's fine. So figure out what it is. You know, I speak about destination versus location. I had this conversation with my wife over Shabbos. I forgot what the context of it was, but I said, I don't know how this came up for those who are familiar in five towns. I said, if I told you, it was Shabbos afternoon, I said, if I told you that I want to go to have pizza at Bogo's Matzah Shabbos, this Matzah Shabbos, this is Shabbos afternoon. What would you tell me? You would say it's impossible. It's impossible. If I told you I wanted to get BOGOs on Wednesday, you could say possible. You could book a flight, Matzah Shabbos, fly out Sunday, and you'll be able to get there. So now, one second, let me ask you a question. Think of your life the same exact way. What is your destination? What is your destination? What is your destination? What is it that you're looking for? And then what do? Now you have to plug in something more important, I think. That is what? Location. Where am I right now in comparison to where I want to be? And if you look at all the chevra here, you'll meet them. You'll see them on the court. You're not gonna. I'm happy you guys came. So who is it? You guys. I only see four. Where's who? And the Nechemia. Okay. Warming up. I spoke to mommy. I just said it. I don't know if you guys know this. Nechemia, two championships. I stayed up watching Nechemia. Talk about Nachas. Watching up. You probably saw it also. Watching. I don't know where it was. Watching you hit. I don't know. It was the free throws or whatever it was. It was a free throws to win the game. Something like that. To watch the championship when he won in. In Yak, yeah. So all I want to say is like this, your location might be you want to be a Bucky in Shas. Your location might be that you want to raise a family, you want to get married, you want to have, you know, the most beautiful family in the world, in the most incredible relationship with your wife. Become a millionaire, tens of millions of dollars, it might be all the above. You're 18 years old, you're 19 years old, you're 20 years old, you're 25 years old, you're 28 years old, you're 50 years old. There is a destination that everybody has, but like what Ravelli is saying is so powerful. Your location of you. There's nothing stopping you. I'm telling you, there is nothing. When I look at you guys, don't know, David Reiser. David Reiser. I mentioned to both of you and Shalom and Ellie, I just said, today I was talking to someone, I referenced to Chevra. You guys don't realize when I'm talking to you, when I'm listening to you. So next year there's going to be a guy in yeshiva who might be quote unquote going through what he's going through. And then you have a conversation, you're like, that's the same exact model of what he went through. And it gives strength. It gives strength. And what's the strength? The strength is you can get there. The Yetzirah will tell you you can't get there. The Yetzirah will tell you you're depressed. The Yetzirah is going to tell you you're too hurt. The Yetzirah is going to tell you you have the biggest taiva in the world. You're too big of a baal taiva. I guarantee you. That's what we have to have next time. That's what we'll do next time. The basketball is cute. 5 against 5. Of 5 versus 5. Next time, oh, Benjamin's here, good. You know what we gotta do next time, Benjamin? You pair up one of these, you're gonna watch, I mean, Chaim Yankel, I don't know how Chaim Yankel sees. Be careful, that's all I can say. I don't even wanna give any scouting reports.
We win because of the angles.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanna say one thing, I wanna say, have a conversation. That's what I love about it. I love about the future and the past and someone who's an older brother, someone who's a younger brother, someone who's been there, done that in here, specifically here. I told David, we just did the Strength Finders. I already referenced to David Strength Finders. Okay, besides that, it's a shver. His father-in-law is Dov Mikal. No, I just referenced. How many years ago did you take Strength Finders?
6 years ago.
6 years ago I took Strength Finders. We were sitting together going through his Strength Finders. I just sat the last over the weekend a little bit, going through with guys talking about Strength Finders. So what? It's a cute thing? Like we said on Wednesday. Learning your what you have. So that's the Binyamin, that's the 5-on-5 that I want to have next time. I wasn't involved with this. I like that. The next 5 on 5 is Shalom Aleichem. What's your name? What's your story? What are you struggling with? What are you struggling with? I mean, it doesn't have to be that vulnerable, you know. But I want to be honest with you. I can't talk and I can't say anything. But I'll tell you what I'm going to say. I'll tell you what I want to say. That which is most personal is most universal. That I'll say. So if you think that you're the first person to have the Nisayan that you have, and you think you're the first person to grow up, now I'm not taking away from your personal journey. I mean, we could stand up for Gershon Levy. We could stand up. I mean that. You could stand up. And what does the Yetzer Hara want to do to all of us? The Yetzer Hara wants to say, so what am I going to do for the summer? I'm going to have a terrible summer. It's messed up. I didn't have a good year. I didn't have a this. How am I going to make it through? What am I going to do? How are you going to make it through? Let me ask you a better question than that. How did you make it through? As the Chafetz Chaim says, you want to have emunah for the future? Look at your past. And look how you got to where you got to. Talk about strength. When I look at a little bit older chevra, how did you get there? I'm not surprised in the least bit. You know why? Now, for myself, I might be surprised, because that's how the Yetzer Hara works. Not surprised the least bit. You know why? Because everything you've done is everything you're going to continue doing. You're only going to get stronger. You're not going to get weaker. You don't get weaker when you work in and you do the work that you've done. And the testimony, and it's not about, I'm saying this very, very clearly, it's not about the white shirt. I'm saying this clear as day. It's not about the white shirt. It's not about the yarmulke. It's not about the way you dress. You could do all of that. I don't know who works for the stuff, probably for $400, $350. Probably get a good suit, a few good shirts, white shirts. So for $350, $400, you could look like a beautiful yeshiva bacher. And we love someone who dresses like a ben Torah, and it's beautiful to dress like a ben Torah. But it only costs you $350. But to become a person who could stand up and who hasn't been here in the longest time, 8 years later to stand up and to say that I was introduced to myself, and to say that I have anxiety right now as I'm standing here, and people don't know you, and to stand up here, and it's before a game also, and to look within yourself and say that is priceless. That's power. That's power. To go through what you go through. And the Yetzer Hara doesn't want you to think in these terms. The Yetzer Hara does not want you to think in these terms. The Yetzer Hara wants you to think, oh, well, look at that guy. He didn't struggle like I struggle. Look at this guy. He has different struggles, but if he only knew, yeah, you know what? If he only knew, you would shine if you realized how massive you are, how powerful you are. I don't mean that in any chitzoni way. I don't mean that anything external. The resilience, the strength, There's strength. And the Yetzer Hara wants weakness, the fly. The Yetzer Hara is the fly. It's the fly. The fly. He wants to attach himself to all of your averis. Oh, but did he do this avera? Did he fall into this taiva? The Chazanish said about himself, Meshulam Yulam. Guys, Meshulam Charach, everybody. I mean, come on. I don't understand why I just said your name right now. The Chazanish said about himself. I'll tell you one story and then I'll tell you what the Chazanish said. The Chazanish, they once found the Chazanish next to his bed. He wasn't on his bed. You heard this, Mayor? They found him next to his bed. And they asked him, what happened? Do you know what he said? He said, I used all of my strength for learning. I used it all for learning. I didn't have that little extra strength to get on to my bed. So could you imagine how much strength and how he had to like fight himself that he couldn't actually take one more step to get on his bed? And know what he said about himself? Know what he said about himself? He said, I'm the laziest person I know. And I guarantee you he wasn't saying that to be cute. Because Chazanish wasn't things about saying things to be cute, was not. He says, I'm the laziest person that I know. And we look at it and say, oh, that's why I love the fact that the Chavetz Chaim, I don't know if you know this, you know, the Chavetz Chaim had a year off. I love the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim. He had a year off where he couldn't learn. He couldn't learn. He couldn't. He had a breakdown. Whatever that means. We just learned Nila Sechag. I showed you that Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. Bottom Rashi. Mar Ukva was broken. He got sick. He was in bed because he Mar Ukva. Mar Ukva. That's greatness. That's greatness. So David, to answer your question, who's going to win the game? Yeah, see, David, you're impressed. I remember that. So who's going to win the game? I'll answer the question. For me, for real, one of the greatest feelings that I have, the greatest moments and feelings that I have, I'll tell you the two greatest moments that I usually have in my life. I'll start with the first one that I was going to say. Is in our backyard, playing around the world, with this year, I did it with Avram and Shlomo Aryeh, playing around the world. And it's one of the greatest feelings. Yoni Fisher, I can't tell anybody else what to have for yourself. I'm telling you, when I'm outside and I'm I want to win. I still want to beat my kids in ball. I want to win. But one of the greatest feelings, and sorry, this might sound cheesy, everybody, one of the greatest feelings is just to be frozen in time, playing, shooting around with my children. One of the greatest feelings for Yoni Fisher. I can't say for anybody else. I'm not sure why I get a clap for that. That's probably one of the great, and I'm going to say something very vulnerable over here. Another most great feelings, I'm going to be very vulnerable about this, is learning. Ready? I'm sorry, I'm just going to be very honest over here. One of the other one, that's what I was going to say, this other one is sitting and learning with Nehemiah, with Avram, all together, whatever it is. One of the mamish, I'm being very honest. I don't know which one is more deep for me. And I'm being serious. I could stroke my beard and say, of course, learning with my kids. And there's nothing better than sitting and learning. Baruch Hashem, we were able to learn a lot together. Finished Megillah a lot. I learned with Avram, and Nehemiah and Avram learned together on the phone. Whenever I could get in there, when he was at the house, there's no greater feeling. I'm not sure. I could be... just saying. Why am I saying that? I'm not sure why I'm saying that. So to answer your question, David, to answer your question. So who's going to win? You're asking the wrong guy. You're asking the wrong guy? You're asking the wrong guy. You know why, David? I'm not going to be cheesy and say, well, you're all winners. It doesn't matter who wins. You're asking the wrong guy. Because for me, the fact that you guys are sitting in Beis Medrash and you're going to the most expensive thing I built on this campus, the most expensive thing that I built on this campus, with money that I did not have. Now, I learned what the game room, R.A. Weiss, I learned what the game room and the thing say, you only first get the money, then build it. That was, I'm building it, and I'll worry about the money later, which I've done to the whole yeshiva. and talk about future. I have my regret, and I'll continue doing that. I don't care. Because I'll tell you why. I don't take notes on this. It's a different conversation. Because, should I tell you why? Because the yeshiva and you and every person here and this basketball game of this, for however long it's going to be, you couldn't offer me all the money in the world to say, I want to donate that thing. You can't put a price on that for me. You can't put a price. You can't put a price on one conversation. You can't put a price on one, I'm going to cry. You can't put a price on one conversation. You couldn't be the richest, whatever that even means anymore. It's craziness. Richest. I don't need your money. I don't want your money. It's not about the money. I'll do it. I'll run around the whole world. The entire Hashem. Chill. No, I don't know. send the cash. He's like, oh yeah, really, Yoni? Yeah. Let's see what you got. Yeah, I'll have to work through that one. Rabbi Schick, you'll help me with that one. I'll run around. I'll fly to the moon, have one conversation to listen to one chevra for 10 years, Ellie. It's the same conversation. It's the same conversation. It's the same conversation. You know what that conversation is? Conversation is, I'm trying to get in there, and I don't buy it. I don't buy what I've been sold till now. And there's something that I want to be true to myself. When someone sits there and says, I'm trying to be true to myself, I'm trying to be honest with myself, that's worth more than everything. That's the most beautiful, powerful thing. As I told the person today, it's not about the walls. It's not about the, obviously, Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Medrash, the Moshav. It's not about that. It's Eli, it's Mamash Minishman that you said what you said. It's about tapping into here. It's not about tapping into here. It's not about here. It's about here. It's about here. It's Mamash about here. It's Mamash about here. Okay, Hashem should help us all. I wasn't expecting, it's like Sunday, usually, you know, Sunday, it's Sunday, I'm still American, I like Sunday. Take it slow. Sitting here with a major, what? Yes, yes, I agree. This is Parsha. I just chav. We have a new skula. You don't have to learn Hilchas Chavetz Chaim. You just have to say, Reb Zev, Reb Zev, Reb Zev, Reb Zev.